wasn't ready. I was insulted by lawnmowers again.
Oh, well, it's you know the drill with Sam and Rutz. And today, Rutz is getting lawnmowered by the lawnmower man. Yeah, we're continuing this because it's been
violated.
It's two Saturdays in a row. Oh, you will when you listen to Trey Manifique. it's two Saturdays in a row where they're lawnmowering. I know it's not lawnmowering, but like that's how I say it because of Lawnmower Man. But yeah, it's two weeks of lawnmowering.
They're back.
just a coincidence, and it's totally not because we're recording two episodes back to back. Oh, you already know our secret. Our secret's been out for a while now.
We've been out of the closet about that in a while.
Yeah, but no, like you haven't. Yeah, but of course you hear that, but like also probably just forget because you know that was a week ago, and you probably put us out. You probably do everything you can to put us out of your mind as soon as you're done.
Right. Plus, I mean, you know, this generation has such a short attention span. Unless we have Subway Surfers running alongside it, they won't know.
Ain't that the truth? Wait, Subway Surfers?
Yeah, it's that. So it's a game of like just running along a subway collecting coins. It's the running joke. Cause on
is this a Gen Z thing?
Yeah, it's a Gen Z thing.
You are such a. You were born 10 years too early. Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Yes.
Isn't the Gen Z cutoff like 96 or something like that?
It is, but I'm just saying 10 years too early because it's easier than saying that than having to do the math.
See, the whole last episode we talked about, you know, not using shortcuts and whatnot, and you're over here like, let's me just use a shortcut because I don't want to use my brain.
Go ahead and call me out like that. Why don't you? Well, you know, if I really wanted to get into a discussion about that, I'm sure I could find the, you know, there's a difference in nuances and everything. But you know, whatever. We'll
nuance.
Yeah, who needs it, right? Today we got some. we're gonna do some great tier list stuff. I actually really like this concept.
Yeah.
So why don't you?
Not necessarily like a tier list, but we're just gonna go in and explore the worst things we've ever seen.
Yeah. So now, boy, that's. You have quite the medley of sounds going on. It's a real wall of sounds happening.
It's kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah, it is. It is. This episode is produced by Phil Spector from prison, where he belongs, because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he's dead now. Anyway.
You know what? I will confirm that.
You're going to, as in I'm correct, or you're going to see if I'm correct?
I'm going to see if you're correct.
Okay.
And, well, yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay, that makes sense.
3 years ago now, 2021.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So we're doing a tier list, but of things of the worst, which is kind of a cool idea. Now, I guess, so Rutz, are we going to still rank this? I feel like we have to, like, since we're ranking it by the worst, like, the absolute worst should be S tier and the best should be F tier, right?
Yeah, we could do that.
I feel like that's kind of, because otherwise it's just a regular ranking with, like, just a focus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I agree with you.
Yeah, so, all right, we'll do that. Because I was going to ask you, but as I was asking, I'm like, no, I think this is the way we need to do it. Because this is stuff we love to hate. Oh, man, that lawnmower must be close. It must be real close.
It's getting to be more atmospheric. It's, you know, 8D audio, because it's running back and forth around the front of the building.
You should just go out there and yell, "Hey, we're recording a podcast here. You should have done this on Thursday, you lazy assholes."
I'm just still there doing it.
Yeah, fair enough. So, all right, do you want to set up the parameters?
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to I was trying to see if there's something Oh my god. Okay, there is a list. There's a lot on here. Holy crap. Okay, so I'll just pull like 20 or 25. Yeah, I found a whole list of what's considered horrible movies and if we've seen it.
Oh, and perfect. Beautiful.
Actually, yeah, we, you know what? We could run through these pretty quickly if we don't, you know, spend too much time on them.
I wish we had David Barry on for this episode. We need to get him back. I know he wants to be.
Yeah, I know. I know. Anyway, so we've got parameters here. So we've got S. Well, so I'll put it this way. They actually have, like, captions for them. So the worst is, you know, we've got never seen. Okay.
Unk.
We've got, oh my God, my eyes. not worth watching. Not too bad. Or it's awful, but please watch it.
Oh, I see. So it's like, so they're all bad movies, but like we're ranking like good bad movies versus bad movies.
Yeah. So like, here's an idea, right? This is the first movie on the list.
Yeah.
Is movie 40. Yeah. Movie 43.
I've never even heard of that.
I think movie 43 was, I might be getting it mixed up here. Yeah. So it's a comedy from 2013. And it's an anthology comedy that has 14 different storylines. Jesus.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, no, it's not. I've never seen it. Throw it right there in the never seen category.
The unks, couple unks over here.
Yep. All right. And then Emoji Movie.
Never seen it. I
watched it. It's horrible. Oh my God, my eyes.
Oh my God, my eyes. Well, my God, my eyes. Listen, can we stick to like A, B, C, D?
Listen,
I know it's fun. Unless there's a way I could see it.
All right, well, fine then. S, A, B, C, R. S, A, B, F. Let's do that, I guess.
That's S, A, B, F?
I'll add another one. Wait, can I add another one? How do I add another one?
Yes, I feel S-A-B-F.
Oh, no, no. Down. Down.
You know what? That's fine. When it comes to bad movies, this is all right, I guess.
Now I gotta figure out and do another one.
I knew you were gonna do that. Malicious compliance.
An example, I do.
The Emoji Movie, doesn't it have Sir Patrick Stewart in like playing the poop emoji or something?
I believe that's exactly what it has.
You know what? That would be worth watching it just to see the captain of the Enterprise as, you know, listen, Patrick Stewart.
Do you want me to hate you more?
That's not possible. I don't think that's possible because Rutz always hates me at the maximum capacity. I am an F-tier friend, if you haven't already guessed that.
It's not at the point where you call, I look at it and go, oh God, don't talk to me. Let's record and then get paid to talk.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
it's not there yet.
That's
it's
good. Not there yet. Well, okay. What, how would you rank me on your tier list?
You know, that's a question.
A question you're not prepared to answer. He's thinking about it right now. It's not the lawnmower. He's having to think really hard about this one. He's really thinking. He's got his fist to his chin while he thinks. Deep thought. I'm really trying to vamp here, but I hate those lawnmowers. Hate the lawnmower man.
Oh my God. Okay. So, goddamn lawnmowers. They were gone. They were turned off. And I was like, cool. Awesome. And then they started right back up and drove right in front of me. It's like, come on.
Ugh. Yeah. But, oh, well, Saved by the Bell, I suppose. This is all an elaborate scheme. He's paying them to keep mowing the lawn so that way he doesn't have to answer that question I posed to him.
Yeah. I like that idea.
But one day I'm going to get it out of him, whether it's on cast or off cast.
All right. Let me fiddle with things.
Oh boy, he's fiddling.
Okay, so that is turned on.
Oh, I think he's trying to probably fiddle to get the sound of the lawnmower out.
Yeah, I think it'll have to be AI. The AI will help me with Adobe once I run it through afterward.
You have to say that out loud, don't you?
Yep, I did. Okay. Oh, I did get a C category. When did that happen?
The lawnmower. Ah, jeez. All right. No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. It's annoying me.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So, Emoji Movie. Which tier?
Oh, I put it at Never Seen. I'm down for F tier. Like,
oh, I thought you did see the Emoji Movie.
I did, but you know, I'm trying to keep it to minimal, I guess you could say. Whatever.
What do you mean?
It's horrible. It's horrible.
What do you mean minimal? Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay. Cats.
I've never
watched Cats.
Never seen it. Unk.
Adios mio.
It's gonna be all unks for me, I guess.
Did you ever watch the Bratz movie?
Did you watch Cats?
I did watch Cats.
Where are you ranking it?
I'd put it as C. It's not a good time, but it's a good time with experiencing once for cat buttholes alone.
Yeah, I figured. No, I've not seen the Bratz movie. Cats, Bratz. Right,
I'm leaving it there. Okay. Jaws 3.
Have you seen the Bratz movie?
I have not.
Okay. Jaws 3. Nope, never saw it.
Really? I'm kind of surprised by that, actually.
I don't do sequels a lot. I'm not a huge, like, I've seen, like, the big sequels, you know, like, obviously, you know, like, trilogies and stuff like that. But generally, I don't usually do a lot of sequels. Like, I've only seen the first Rocky movie. I've only seen the first Rambo movie. I've only seen, you know, the first Jaws movie.
That's wild.
Yeah. Okay.
Super Mario Bros. The movie.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're getting into that's between an A and an S.
I'll put it at an S. That makes sense for you.
Yeah, it does. I love that movie. Is it a good movie? No, not really. It's definitely not a good adaptation. It is not. It's almost not a Mario movie at all.
Yeah, it is something worth watching though. Like, absolutely. If you want to see, you know, this wild concept.
And in all honesty, like if this was just an original story, and they didn't try and tie in the Mario stuff, and they had, you know, maybe developed a little more to be like its own unique thing, it actually could have been kind of a cool idea. Like the idea of, you know, dinosaurs not actually disappearing, but like winding up in like a subterranean world where they evolved into like humans. That's kind of not a bad idea.
Yeah. I can see that.
But
yeah, why not?
But aside from that, it's a fun movie. It is an undeniably fun movie. It is a good time. Very nostalgic. I love it.
All right. Here's another one. I don't think you might not have seen it, but I know I have, actually.
What's that?
House of the Dead.
That's the Uwe Boll movie, right?
Yeah.
You know, I may have seen a bit of it when I was young. And I remember, like I think when I was in high school, I may have seen like the opening of it, and I think I got so angry by it that I was like, I don't want to watch this. Cause like, but also back then, I didn't have the same appreciation for bad movies I do now. So
I would put it in a B, because it is not a good movie, but I like House of the Dead as a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enough.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you this. How would you rate the Mario movie?
I'd put it a B or an A. So I consolidated with a low S for you.
Cool.
I think that makes sense.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna skip through a lot of these because I'm gonna try and pick the bad movies that maybe you've seen.
Yeah.
Or just bad ones I actually want your opinion on. Like this one, the live action The Last Airbender.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my god, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that goes back in the pile. Okay. Troll 2. Do you like the troll movies? That seems up your alley.
Wait a second. Are you talking about the movie with like the they're eating him and then they're gonna eat me?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
I actually did see that not long ago.
And
I saw it. I'd probably say like C or B. Like it was like I had a good enough time with it, and it was. Isn't that the one where the kid like yeah the kid pisses on the food?
I believe so. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, what a strange movie. Yeah, I'm gonna say B. I mean, it's yeah, it was weird. It was a fun watch. I just don't remember it very well.
Alrighty. Let's see. I don't really care about Man of Steel. The Room. The Room will be fun.
Oh, of course. Room is S tier. Come on.
Oh, obviously.
Room is
that is the primo bad movie. 100%.
The Room is like it's the Citizen Kane of bad movies. That's what it's often called. It's a masterclass of bad filmmaking.
Agreed.
And it's a classic.
All right. I know you said no sequels, but you might have watched this. Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Oh, yes, I have. What's above F?
Like a DC.
DC?
Yeah, it's a combo category.
Okay. So it's a... So we got Marvel, we got DC. No, I think I'd put it right above F. Like, I don't... I feel like there are things about it that are like, you know, like it's cool to see more Mortal Kombat characters. You know, it's, you know, they got the same guy who plays Liu Kang, and they got the same person, the same woman who plays, Katana. It is really bad, though. And it's like, that's when I have to revisit. Because again, I watched it when I was young, and bad movies made me angry when I was young. I've come to appreciate them a lot more as I've gotten older. So that one that's what reason why I'm not putting it in an F. Is because upon revisit, I might appreciate the cheesiness of it. Like, because I remember I very, very vividly remember Baraka. And like his face, the mask being so cheap looking that like you could see it wobbling. And then, I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it, so I'd have to rewatch it. But yeah, I'm gonna say D, because I had a really, really upsetting time with that one.
Alrighty. Live action Dragon Ball. The first one.
It's possible that I saw that, but I kind of feel like I may have, I remember when it was in theaters, and I feel like there's a chance I may have seen it, but I don't even remember if I saw it or not.
Okay, well, it's so bad, I'm putting it in F tier for you. Congratulations.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, the fourth, Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull.
I actually never saw that one.
Okay, moving on. Here's my this movie. This is an interesting thing to put on this list, because I guess it is considered a bad movie, but it's one of my favorites from Stephen King. Actually, The Fog.
You're not going to believe this.
Oh my god!
I've seen like I think the opening of The Fog, and you know I'm a John Carpenter movie watcher, so that happens to be one that I didn't catch.
All right, moving on then.
No, let me just say, you may not want to skip something you think I haven't seen, because maybe I have seen it. I don't know.
Well, I'm there's like 100 in this list, so I'm going to be interesting ones.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Like Birdemic.
So,
haven't seen it. Got it.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, Batman and Robin.
Okay, all right.
Well, I think that's what, Tim Burton's, right?
No, no, he wasn't making them. He wasn't making them anymore. But it was from that. I mean, it was from that, like,
it's that that same time period.
Yeah, it was part of that series, even though it didn't have the same Batman. It's still part of that same collection. It was before they rebooted it.
Right.
So that's tough, because again, I'm gonna go back to I don't even know if I hated it as a kid. Like, honestly, no. Okay, it's coming. It's becoming clearer to me now. I'm gonna say B or A. Because obviously it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. It's got the really bad puns, but you know, I love bad puns.
Okay. I'm pushing it to A for bat nipples.
And bat credit card.
And bat credit card, true.
Although I will say I hate George Clooney in that movie. He is such a bad, obnoxious Bruce Wayne, and he's constantly bobbling his head the entire movie.
Now that's true, huh? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that movie is the reason why I used to hate George Clooney. And then I watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I was like, okay, he's all right.
All right, let's see. Okay, this could be an interesting one. The first Star Wars, not Episode 4, Episode 1.
Yeah, why would you say the first? Okay, so episode 1.
I don't know. That was what popped in my head.
Episode 1. Maybe C. I'm not really a huge Star Wars fan these days. I was really big into Star Wars when I was in high school.
Yeah, actually, I think it's grown with age. You know?
I hear that. I think a lot of people it's gotten more, you know, people have come around to see it more favorably. Last time I rewatched it, I remember thinking it was pretty stupid. And, you know, I don't like it. I mean, you know, it's Star Wars, and like, I don't really like Star Wars much anymore, but also like the fact that it's Star Wars and like, you know, it's part of that whole saga. It's like, okay, it's all right. You know, you see the beginning of it. It's not egregious. It's, you know, it's pretty bad, but it's not like, you know, it's not like rage bad. And again, the fact that I don't really care much for the entire franchise anymore. So yeah, I think C's a fine way to list it.
All right. Let's go. This is, yeah, I'd argue it's a bad movie, but it's a fun bad movie.
What would you rank Phantom Menace?
I'd probably, CD.
CD? Okay. See, I want to know, you can make it quick.
I think it's put it as a compact disc.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you know if I have an opinion on something.
Okay, so you're just sticking to opinion. Gotcha.
Yeah, like this one I'd put it as a B, because it's a this one's a bad movie, but I think
B for bad.
But I think it's worth watching. It was Battlefield Earth.
Oh, I know exactly. That's that like Scientology movie, right?
Yeah.
And everything is like, you know, Dutch angles. Every shot is a Dutch angle. You want to guess whether I've seen this one or not?
Okay, back in the pile it is. Okay, moving on.
I should probably check it out, though.
You know what? I want your opinion on this, but I doubt you've seen it.
This is late on.
So, I'm going to put it in D at this point. Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle. I have seen that. The doll.
Yes.
That's considered a bad movie?
So I think it's because it's considered a bad movie in comparison to, you know, its mother material, The Conjuring.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So that's considered
bad. I agree. Because honestly, The Conjuring is probably the only good thing in the whole extended universe franchise. Really?
So I watched a bunch of those. And I liked them. I don't know. I remember liking them. I don't really think I had any issues with them. And I'm pretty sure I watched Annabelle. It's actually all right. It's somebody, you know, like the getting a little personal here, but you remember the person I fell in love with? Yeah, who I still think about. So she and I watched those movies together. So it's a little that's it's a little hard for me to parse that, but I remember, no, definitely not F. I remember liking them, but I don't remember them at all, and I'm not 100% sure I saw Annabelle. I remember we were trying to watch Annabelle. I'm
throwing it back in the pile.
Yeah, that's fine. Just it's too close to home. It's too close to the heart. Okay.
Master of Disguise. You ever watch that?
Turtle. No. No, I haven't. But I do remember. I remember seeing the trailers for it at the time and being so mad about them that I almost feel like I could put it in like maybe D just because of how stupid I thought the trailers were. How much the reaction.
Valid. That is a valid answer.
The only reason why I don't want to put it in F is because I haven't seen it, so I think that's unfair to the movie. Because I could watch it now, and maybe I'd have a good time. Maybe it's so stupid I'd love it. I don't know. But But I did get such a negative reaction. Those trailers made me angry.
Okay, Son of the Mask.
Okay, you know what? Again, I'm going to put this in F tier, even though I've never seen it. And it's because the trailer...
Oh, I've seen it. It is trash.
It looks so bad. And the fact that movie... I feel like there's no way that I would watch that movie and think it was any better than F. The trailer looked awful. The concept looked awful. I hate it so much. I hate the way they made that. And what I really hate about it is that they actually... The comics had a sequel before the first movie was made. There was an actual sequel to the first Mask arc that by Dark Horse Comics. It was called The Mask Returns. And they could have gone that route. Granted, the movie went so far off from what the comics were that like it may have been difficult to do that, but they could have at least tried. I think they could have. There are ways that could have worked where it would have at least been inspired by that. Yeah, F tier. F that movie.
The first Michael Bay Transformers movie.
Oh, that's... You want to guess if I've seen that one or not?
Okay, moving on.
No, I've seen it.
God,
I thought you would guess that I hadn't seen it.
I assumed you hadn't seen it.
No, I'd seen it in theaters. I saw it in theaters when it came out. So this is like 2007, I think.
And I think that's about right. 2005, 2007, something like that.
Definitely wasn't 2005. I think it was 2007. I may have still been in high school. But yeah, probably C. I want to say C. I remember
2007. You're right.
I remember being very under. Does it say, because I think I was still in high school. Does it say when in 2007?
No, it is, I mean, probably, but I didn't look that far.
Okay. I'm curious about that. Anyway. Yeah, I remember not liking it. I remember thinking it was kind of boring and like, it was like, oh, just empty action and just, inoffensive. Let me step back. There are certain things about it that could be, that could be offensive. But in terms of like an action movie, it's not like it's doing anything that's like, it's big budget. It's well made. It's not like that. There's something inherent in the way it's made that makes it bad. It's just empty and shallow. Yeah, but it's not like super terrible. So I think C is a good. Even though I haven't seen it in like almost 2 decades,
I would only put it in C because big robots fisting each other, and it gave Linkin Park a franchise to make new music to.
Wait, a what? Linkin Park franchise?
Yeah, gave a franchise for Linkin Park to make new music to.
Oh, okay. Oh, fair enough.
Because I think they do, if not all, but almost all of the Transformer movies, and the songs are good.
Okay.
So
fair enough. we're on the same page with that one for different reasons, I guess.
This movie, I'm just gonna mention it because I doubt you've seen it because we already talked about the franchise, but I want to see it because it sounds like a bad movie. Scrolling through it, I thought it said it was Santa Jews was the name of the movie.
Oh wow, yeah,
but it's Santa Jaws.
Oh wow,
that sounds horrible. I kind of want to watch it.
That sounds like possibly like an A or S tier bad movie,
right?
But at the same time. It sounds like it was made intentionally bad, which could leave it in like a C or a D. It depends.
Okay. All right. Halle Berry's Catwoman. You ever watch it?
No, I haven't, but I know it's considered a really bad movie.
It is a really bad movie. But, you know, tight leather, so whatever. Okay. Let's see.
Well, does tight leather give it like a C or a B for you?
It depends how big Halle Berry is.
It depends on what?
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing. All right.
Okay. All right. Twilight.
Okay. Yes.
You seem like someone who's seen Twilight.
I actually have. I've seen the first Twilight.
Okay.
And for kind of for like a weird reason, but
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, I honestly probably D. And
why? Like, because vampires.
It's a C D. It's
vampires
like,
and hot werewolves give D. Got it.
Yeah, it's like a C D. It's like something where like if it would be a D if there was an E, but mm-hmm. like maybe a C if because it's like a low C high D because it's like it's. My problem with Twilight is it's not good in any way. There's nothing good about it. But I, you know, like I, at the time, like I had this like, you know, like YouTuber who, that I followed who like, who enjoyed watching because he thought they were hilarious. I kept hearing that they were funny movies because they were so bad. I was expecting a movie that's so bad it's good and I watched it and it was just very, it was very mediocre. It wasn't funny. There wasn't any, it was just like, okay, like it was very underwhelming.
Yeah.
And it is bad.
Twilight is in our zeitgeist right now again because some of the girls in our VR group are doing Twilight movie marathons.
Oh, just in your zeitgeist.
Yes, in my zeitgeist.
Oh, so
actually,
you...
I think in the zeitgeist in general, so.
So what, does that mean that you would put it in D?
Oh, no, that's trash. It's trash. It's an F tier movie.
F tier,
100%.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give it.
Actually, you know what? I'll give it props. I'll give it. It'll be D because
you'll give it
of,
the D.
Maybe the vampire, but no. D because the fan fiction it has spawned off of it has made other movies like 50 Shades of Grey. It was originally a Twilight fanfic.
Really so, fascinating. I did not know that. And you like that movie?
No, but it's a fun movie.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. That seems like a movie you've seen.
I have not seen 50 Shades.
No, oh. That's not. No, the next one on the list is Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Actually, you're not going to believe this. Somehow, I still have not seen Plan 9 from Outer Space. It was like my parents' favorite movie. Not favorite movie, but like favorite bad movie. They were kind of obsessed with the movie. And somehow, I've never seen it. I have it on DVD, still brand new. It's in my bag of movies, my sack, as I call it. I probably told you the story about the sack before, but yeah, it's in my bag of movies.
We've explored your sack before.
Yeah, I've just never. I still haven't opened. I still haven't watched it. At least I don't think so.
All right, let's do Silent Hill.
What do you think?
I'm gonna place it. I've seen it. I'll make an executive decision here. I'll put it in C. It's creepy.
Okay.
As a fan of the franchise, it's creepy. Even if in that area, like that time period of video game horror, Silent Hill is not my favorite horror franchise. It's Fatal Frame. I would take Fatal Frame over that.
Oh, interesting.
But it's fantastic. Okay. Anyway. All right. Moving on. This is my brother's favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically,
the roommate.
Yep.
Okay.
Godzilla 2000.
Is that the one? Is that that's a lot of fish?
That's the one with Matthew Broderick and Jean Luc or whatever the French taxi man.
Oh yeah. What is this? What is his name?
Godzilla is a woman that gives birth at Madison Square Garden.
I've never seen it, but I could see myself. I feel like that's something I could enjoy. I think I would have fun with it.
For both y'all's sake, I think B tier is fine. It's a horrible movie, but I think it's worth watching.
You think I would enjoy it?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess I have a friend who's a huge Godzilla fan, so I gotta ask him his thoughts on that. I'm sure he would have some thoughts.
Ooh, Alien 3.
Huh.
Have you ever watched Aliens?
I've seen Alien. I've seen Aliens. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen Alien 3.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. And again, it's like, you know, I say I don't watch a lot of sequels, but I have seen Aliens. And Aliens is good.
I'll leave it at the top then for now.
The top? You mean Unk?
No, I mean, yeah, Unk. Yes, Unk.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, you know what? Let's go. We talked about this in our Christmas episode. Jingle All the Way.
Oh, that is... That's I'd have to rewatch it to say definitively whether it's S or A, but it's up there.
I'm going to throw it in A tier for you for right now.
It's Arnold... Yeah, just because I'd have to rewatch it. It's an Arnold classic. Again, if Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the movie, it's going to be a good time. And it's just dumb fun. I'll put it A... I'll put it A because it's not a spectacular movie, but it's great. It's classic. It's fun. It's not good, but it's good in the sense of it is what it is, and it's a good time. And it is exactly what it means to be.
Okay. Batman Forever, Val Kilmer's Batman.
Oh, I'm gonna put that S because I like it better than Batman and Robin.
Agreed.
And that one is very nostalgic for me, and like it is bad, but like when I was a kid, when I was younger, I didn't consider it bad. Like I just genuinely enjoyed it. It's got such a good like 90s feeling to it. The music is great. Well, I guess the music is the same in Batman and Robin too.
Oh god, I forgot about Freddy Got Fingered. Ugh.
Oh yeah, never seen it, so you can just skip that one. Oh, and also apparently, like, you know, Tim Burton was originally supposed to direct that one, and he said that like Batman Forever sounded like something that like a frat guy would like get tattooed or something like that. I'm probably butchering a little bit, but also like, yeah, it's interesting. I can really enjoy watching Batman Forever. In fact, I should probably watch that soon. It's been a long time. Gives me good feelings.
Oh my god! Okay, that's gonna be so bad. I'm gonna watch that, but I'll get to that movie in just a second. All right, Sharknado.
Okay, I saw this actually pretty recently. I guess maybe B. It's fine. It's not as like it's peculiar because it.
Yeah, I'll say for it being peculiar, I would put it at A because I think. The concept is so dumb and so out there, but it spawns so much interesting crap.
Well, it's the thing where it's like there is this sort of weird, like almost uncanny valley aspect about it because it's like surely they knew what this was and they were making a movie to be bad, and it's not like it's. With that said, it's not that it's not as terribly made as you would expect. But there is still some like genuine badness to it that's like doesn't feel intentional. It's weird. It's like it's such a peculiar thing that yeah, I think B is a good way to categorize it.
All right. Okay, I want to just shout out to this movie, okay? Because I have never been like so weirdly intrigued by a movie from a tagline and then going to a synopsis where I'm even more intrigued. All right?
Okay.
It's a 2015 film called Shark Exorcist.
Interesting. Have you seen this, or are you just talking about?
No, I have not seen it. I have not seen it, but I think I'm going to plan to watch on my next bad movie night. The tagline is "Satan has jaws."
That's pretty good.
The synopsis
pretty good.
A demonic nun unleashes holy hell when she summons the devil to possess a great white shark. It's got a 1.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
That does sound pretty good. And if it wasn't for me, like, cramming in a bunch of shark movies a couple months ago for a project that never came through, that I really regret doing anything on, I would definitely be like, I gotta watch that. But I still may need some space from shark movies. But I do want to watch that. I actually may, in fact, if you ever come, you know, if you ever make it out over to the East Coast and we hang out, maybe we should watch it.
Yeah, that sounds like a vibe. All right. Adventures of Pluto Nash. Did you ever see that?
No, I do remember the trailers for it, though. And I could see that being really obnoxious.
And that's not aged well. Moving on. Okay. Showgirls.
Oh. boy. You know, I haven't... God, I am going to, you know, reveal a little bit about myself here. I haven't seen it, but just because of Elizabeth Berkeley, I'm going to have to give that an A tier for
quality. Yeah. For the best reason you could give it.
Honestly. Yeah. I mean, the only reason why I would say S tier is because, I don't want to be that much of a creep. Although I already am like for giving it an A tier for that reason alone. You're
fine.
But also I haven't seen the movie, so I can't like, but I mean, I've seen the clips that matter. So it's like that alone. Those clips are S tier, but hey, whatever.
All right. So we're running a bit long. So let me just pull a couple more.
We'll start. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Netflix's Death Note.
Never saw it.
Okay. Well, I feel offended, so I'm throwing it in F tier because I need to make a point about that movie.
Yeah. You pulled that one for you because you knew you
partly.
Yeah.
You might have seen it because I felt like everyone watched it.
No, you know me.
Ghostbusters, but with women.
Never saw it.
Okay, never mind.
I'm not that big of a, like, I'm not a huge Ghostbusters. I like the first movie well enough, and I did see the sequel. I don't remember the sequel. I just don't like Ghostbusters enough to watch any of the other movies.
All right, gotcha. Howard the Duck.
Okay. I don't remember how I felt about it, but I think I had a good time. So that's between a B and an A.
All right, let's throw it in B. B's been a little light.
Yeah, I honestly, I probably A, but we can throw it in B.
God, there's 50 Shades of Grey. How convenient! But I know you never saw it, so yeah. It doesn't matter. Wait. I've got Texas Chainsaw Massacre with McConaughey and Renee Zellweger.
Oh. Interesting. Never saw it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Weird. A Serbian film. Oof. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Oof, don't. That is just... like that movie gave me the ick.
Okay.
Mike Myers, Cat in the Hat.
I don't think I did. I did see I saw the Grinch, but I didn't see Cat in the Hat. I would imagine, just from what I gather, though, I'd probably imagine that would be at best a C, probably a D.
Alright, Superman 4.
I actually never saw that one.
Oh my god, okay. I need to find one more movie in this.
Yeah, just one more that I've seen, and then we'll call it.
Well, let's see. If I want to appeal to the creep in you, I could do Striptease.
I've never seen that, and is that the... Wait, that's the 80s movie with the water coming down on...
Yeah.
That's considered a bad movie. I thought that was like a classic. Interesting.
A classic bad movie.
Oh, maybe.
Alright, how about the Doom movie?
No,
with The Rock.
No, but it gets points for having The Rock. I feel like I would...
I will say, there's only two good things about that movie, right? The Rock. As a villain, too. And they accurately... It was the first time that someone accurately made a first-person shooter montage in a movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay, that's a sequel, so you probably haven't seen it, but maybe. A Good Day to Die Hard.
No, and you know what? I recently rewatched Die Hard, and then, like, I started watching the second one because I was told I should watch it, and I really wasn't getting into it. It's the first movie, there's no reason to make any sequels to the first Die Hard. The first Die Hard is perfection.
Okay, then. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Not the bees.
Oh wait, not the bees. Oh, Wicker Man.
Wicker Man.
Oh yeah. Man. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna give that movie an F tier, and I'll tell you why. Realistically, it's probably a D tier, but I will tell you why that gets an F tier.
Go off, King. It's, I hate that I said that. Just
it,
go off.
It well, so first, it's a very boring and disappointing movie. But what sucks about it is the bees, that not the bees was cut from the movie. That's in the director's cut. They yep, they featured yes, it, they featured the trailer and then they cut it. That's the only reason to watch that movie too. Like and naturally seeing the trailer, I was like, okay, well, this could be fun. You know, this is Nick Cage doing his, you know, full on Nick Cage. Which again, Nick Cage should be enough to at least give it points up to a D, but I'm so mad about, like, realistically it would probably be like a D or a maybe a C. But I'm so mad that they cut that scene out and that it wasn't. It's the potential, the wasted potential is what makes an F tier movie, I think.
And I think it's valid.
Yeah, it just happened. Valid. It was just a bunch of nothing.
Okay, so I will say there's probably another 60 movies on this list.
Part two.
Maybe.
We'll consider it. I like it. This is fun. You know what? Let's make it a part two. Let's get David Barry on to part two.
All right. We'll add it. We'll add it into the pipeline.
Yeah, somewhere. I'll reach out to Dave. I've been meaning to reach out to him too. I feel bad. I basically don't talk to anybody anymore.
And that tracks.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. You know what? I'll give a rec for a bad movie. I think. Oh
yeah.
Because I go down that like. You know, the BC movies, and for I'll go on a tangent like
Before
that,
Christ
for a while. Yes, for Before Christ, of course.
he only watches movies before Jesus walked among us.
Of course. Praise be unto him. But you know, maybe they should use bigger nails next time. Anyway. So two movies that come top of my head that I kind of wish they were on this list. One, I think is more of a modern, like, chaotic B.
Modern chaotic B. Something happened because he just muted himself.
Chair adjustment, my ass hurt. Anyway.
Okay, yeah.
And not in the fun way. But Hobo with a Shotgun is a vibe. That is entirely fun time.
But that's like an intentionally schlocky movie, which it doesn't mean it's not going to be a good time, but yeah.
True. But if you want a movie...
I don't consider that a bad movie necessarily if it's intentionally schlocky. Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay. If you want a bad movie, but it's got a hilariously amazing premise, right? It's a movie I found from TikTok. I mean, preface it that way.
Ugh, yeah.
It's because I follow a couple of people, like, literally, that their whole channel is based on diving deep into bad movies.
Uh-huh.
And this one is The Man That Killed Hitler.
Oh, wow.
And then killed Bigfoot.
I've heard of this.
I watched it. It's a vibe.
I wanted this entire time. Yeah, I wanted to see that. Listen, let me make two recs now, because this is...
Oh, my God.
I have to. We're talking bad movies. I got to rec two of my favorite bad movies. One is Xanadu.
I think we've talked about it.
We may have talked about Xanadu, but if not, it's refreshing. Xanadu is such a wonderful movie. It is such a bad movie, but it is genuine and it's not trying to be bad. And that's where it fails spectacularly. But it is, the music is amazing. It's got great set pieces, and like the production design is wonderful, and the dance sequences, the dancing is amazing. You know, Gene Kelly tap dancing, fantastic. And it is such a feel good movie. It's bright and colorful. You can't watch that movie without having a big stupid smile on your face. I love Xanadu. Might watch it today actually. And my other one is John Carpenter's Assault on Precinct 13. That movie and some people will actually say it's a good movie. I think it's terrible. I think it is so bad and that it's hilarious. It's such a fun time. It's so weird. And you know, it's, and it's got some like weird action and stuff. Like it's, and a friend of mine said that it was a zombie movie, which is it's an interesting way to look at it. So, yeah, it's Assault on Precinct 13. It's awkward. It's clunky, but it's,
I didn't see the original Assault on Precinct 13 that you're talking about.
It's so strange. It's very, it's,
I have seen Assault on Precinct 13, but I think I saw the 2005 version.
It's strange in such a John Carpenter way. It's classic John Carpenter. But anyway, those are my two recs. You got four movie recs. Watch them before our next episode and then tell us about them in the Discord before you can't anymore.
Yeah. And I'm gonna pose for those on Spotify who actually get the questions that I can put at the end. Give us some what's your favorite bad movie?
Oh, do people actually interact?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
If the question's good enough.
Listen. If you join the Discord and tag me, or like Russ will tag me, ask me a question, I will answer. I will. I can't guarantee it'll be right away, but I will answer.
I'll do it eventually.
Yeah. I hope so.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Expect a part
two. I definitely did. Yeah. With David Barry, maybe?
Yeah. Why not? Maybe. We'll find out.
All right.
And I hope you guys enjoy. I'm going to go watch Shark Exorcist because that sounds like a complete waste of my time, and that's what I need today.
Yeah, let me know how it is. And then we'll watch it when you come here.
Sounds good. All right. Words, I don't know why I'm not.
Until next time. Until
next week. Yeah, there you go. Toodles.
Ciao.
Ciao. Blah, blah, blah.
Do, 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 do.